reports of big raids so far. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Immigration agents were supposed to be going out in several major cities.
It shows you how far we've fallen in that it's become news that they would actually go deport people who have removal orders.
Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli on ABC's This Week. It's been quiet in Chicago, where Fox's Mike Tobin is.
There were some arrests that happened prior to that Sunday mark when things were supposed to begin, but the notion of a big roundup never materialized. What materialized was a lot of counter demonstrations here in Chicago, members of the Hispanic community.
Democrats are very critical of the raids, especially those running for president, including Beto O'Rourke.
Will tarnish the great tradition of this country and will be a stain on our conscience for as long as we allow this to persist.
Now, Beto O'Rourke is among the Democrats who support reparations for African Americans whose descendants were slaves, and he tweeted yesterday he and his wife are both descendants of slave owners. The Democratic frontrunner has unveiled his health care plan as some rivals call for Medicare for all. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, former Vice President Biden wants all Americans to be able to buy into Medicare if they want to. His health care plan, released this morning, would build on the Affordable Care Act, which he calls an historic achievement in a new campaign video.
I know how hard it is to get that passed. I watched it. Starting over makes no sense to me at all.
Biden says his proposal would increase tax credits for those covered through Obamacare. The plan would cost $750 billion over 10 years and be paid for by raising capital gains taxes on wealthier Americans. Dave?
Rachel, Democrats have attacked President Trump's weekend tweets critical of several freshman congresswomen as racist. He just tweeted again this morning, if Democrats want to unite around the foul language and racist hatred spewed from the mouths of these very unpopular congresswomen, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. This is Fox News.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales, Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Amid the ICE raids in several cities, there were demonstrations in Washington State holding immigrants awaiting deportation, where there was a shooting over the weekend.
A friend of 69-year-old Willem Van Spronson says she believes he wanted to provoke a deadly conflict. Deb Bartley told the Seattle Times she's known Van Spronson for about 20 years and says she and other friends got letters from him in the mail just saying goodbye. Vance Bronson was armed with a rifle when police say he threw firebombs at the Northwest Detention Center early Saturday morning. Loretta Cool is with the Tacoma Police Department and says four officers involved have been placed on leave.
Don't know what his motivation was or, you know, why anyone would try to set a concrete building on fire.
The detention center holds migrants who are awaiting deportation proceedings. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Jeffrey Epstein's lawyers hope to get the wealthy ex-investment banker out on bail today at a hearing in New York City this morning to await trial on sex trafficking charges involving underage girls at his mansion in Manhattan. But federal prosecutors, who say more potential victims are coming forward, argue Epstein is a flight risk and a danger, and they want to keep him jailed. Next month, a now ex-cop will be sentenced in New Jersey after being fired.
Matthew Ellery of the Franklin Township Police Department didn't respond to dispatch while working an overnight shift in April. Turns out Ellery had overdosed on heroin and only survived when a fellow officer gave him two doses of Narcan. Ellery has pleaded guilty to drug charges, and as part of his plea deal, will undergo drug treatment. If he fails to finish the program, Ellery could face up to 5 years in prison. He's also no longer a police officer after only about 2.5 years on the force. Ellery is scheduled to be sentenced on August 23rd. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, suggesting some gains at the opening bell to start the week. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. Halfway through July, local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash at cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating an armed robbery that happened at the Family Dollar at 1204 North Market Street mid-morning on Sunday. During the robbery, a person with a gun entered the store and demanded money from a clerk. The person allegedly fired a handgun, then left on foot. The suspect is said to be about 5'8" and light-complected. No arrest has been made. If you know anything, you're asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 217-373-TIPS. Lawyers for Brent Christensen hope to wrap up their side of the sentencing phase today. Christensen had been convicted last month of killing and kidnapping visiting University of Illinois scholar Yin-Yan Jang. Closing arguments are tentatively set for Tuesday or Wednesday. The sentencing phase happening in federal court on Friday, mental health counselors testified. Defense attorneys plan to get testimony from Christensen's mother and sister. He could get life in prison or the death penalty. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email Rhonda.Lash at CIBMMortgage.com or call 390-9310 and NLS number 1772943.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers. They've got two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, on Cunningham in Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey. Good
morning, Stevie. We've got a high 85 expected, 70 our low tonight. If the winds pick up to 20 miles an hour, that might mean the scattered showers and thunderstorms are coming to your neighborhood. 50% chance of that happening today, an 80% chance tomorrow, high 83, low 70. 91 the high on Wednesday, then up to 96 for Thursday and Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 72 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Well, it's on our good friend, Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Good Monday morning to you, sir.
I have a perfect idea on how to take care of the immigration problem.
I'm listening.
The university campuses all over the country, there must be thousands of empty dorm rooms during the summer. And we can house all the immigrants there. University campuses are very welcoming, they say. They love diversity. Well, here is a good test.
Not in my backyard. What's that called, NIMBY?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the university will say. Well, we're handling a football summer camp.
Yeah.
Our dorms are booked up. I know what they'll say, but it would be a great test, wouldn't it, of all the liberal campuses and the liberal students and professors and staff.
Does not the announcement of raids illuminate exactly where the Democrats are? They are for open borders.
Absolutely, and they know that that's a very losing, or they should know, that's a very losing item in the election of 2020, if they want open borders. Even the most liberal of people will usually say, no, I don't think I could go that far to just have no borders whatsoever. So, but they're moving in that direction. Yesterday I heard Kamala Harris ask that question, and she was all over the place. I believe in borders, and yet she waffled a little bit, trying to placate the extreme left wing of the Democratic Party. So they're all over the place.
These raids are for criminals. These are for people that had their day in court. These are for people that were told by the judge to leave the country. It would be like somebody in Champaign-Urbana, there's a warrant for their arrest. You're going to their house, taking him out. You are separating him from his family. What's the difference?
There is none. You're exactly right. And also, when you arrest somebody in the United States for some kind of issue, they are separated from their children, and that happens. That's the terrible effect of disobeying laws. Spouses, children are disunited from one another, if that's a word, disunited, another word, but they are pulled apart. And that's a terrible thing, and that's why people should not break laws. And by the way, the media all week has been saying thousands of immigrants are going to be targeted. I just heard this morning the Mexican government expects about 1,300 to come back to Mexico. And we've been doing this every day. This is nothing new. So there are raids that have taken place all over the place. And by the way, Joe Biden, good old Uncle Joe, was yesterday at some event, I think it was Iowa. He was confronted by a group of shouting demonstrators talking about 3 million immigrants were deported under the Obama-Biden administration. That's a pretty correct number, and they wanted him to repent for it, and he wouldn't. He said he was not going to apologize for it. So hats off to Uncle Joe.
Yeah. Okay, the Donald Trump tweet. Did you see it?
I did.
Okay.
You mean about the squad?
Yeah.
And AOC.
Yep.
And,
yep. And I wanted, yeah. I wanted to read it because I read it and then I said, well, that isn't as bad as the headlines on CNN. But here it is. So interesting to see progressive Democratic congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously tell the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came, then come back and show us how it's done? These places need your help. These places need your help badly. Nancy Pelosi, I'm sure, would get you free travel. But no, now it's a racist, anti-woman, anti. I mean, you can't win. Now, listen, I don't think I would have done this because he had to know the firestorm. However, now it's like he's a racist. He's a racist. He's a racist. When he said what I've been saying a long time, as Coach Mike Ditka said a long time, if you don't like America, you can leave.
That's right. I remember during the Vietnam days, there was a bumper sticker that said, love it or leave it. And of course, and a few did.
Yeah.
They were afraid of the draft, so they went to Canada, you know. President Trump has to be very careful of wading into waters that could be called nativist or racist or whatever. And of course, the media was very quick to push back on him and said that most of these women were born in the United States or became naturalized citizens. And that's true. But what he should have said, in retrospect, they are tied to cultures through their family ties or whatever that are not consistent with American values. And they said Rashida Tlaib, her language, you might remember about President Trump, was just way overboard, you know, just horrible stuff. And and they've attacked other races and religions as well. So it's a bad deal. I think President Trump tried to walk it back a little bit this morning with another tweet attacking their policies more than who they were. And that's a good way to go about it.
Yeah, the problem is for the Democrats that are screaming this morning, where am I supposed to go? Who do I vote for now? If I don't like Donald Trump, you're telling me I need to vote for a far left candidate? That's not going to work either. There's no moderate.
Or Elizabeth Warren.
The only possible kind of normal Democrat for me these days would be Joe Biden, and I don't think he's going to make it.
He's too old. He really is too old. I think his policies generally are much more moderate, no question about that. But he's too old. He is what President Trump talks about. He walks slowly. He talks slowly. He doesn't have the energy to confront all the issues that are going to come out of a president. In fact, I'm amazed whether one likes President Trump or not. How does someone in their early to mid-70s have the stamina of President Trump? It is amazing.
It really is. I don't know what's going to happen with all this. I do know the country has got some problems. The manufactured crisis that the Democrats claim the president was conducting with the border apparently isn't manufactured anymore. And we've got to deal with that. But I blame Congress for most of this over the years. It's been a mess.
Oh, absolutely. You make a very good point. A couple of weeks ago, it was manufactured.
Yeah.
Now they admit it's a crisis.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I still think that my plan about bringing them to college campuses is a great one.
Haven't seen too many campuses step up on that brilliant idea, Alan.
I doubt it.
It's a good idea.
I doubt it, but they're big on demonstrations.
Yep, that's for sure. Alan, you're the best. Always appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you so much.
7:15, Professor Alan Sachs, live in Dallas, Texas, University of Texas at Arlington, ESPN 93.5. We jump to our morning sports. What do you think? Text in 359-2255. Diane's got sports headlines.
Thanks, Stevie. ESPN 93.5 is your home for the St. Louis Cardinals, and we'll start up a series today against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who were beat by the Cubs yesterday 8-3, which was awesome. Right now, we've got your Redbird recap.
Well, Michael, good pitching, timely hitting, 2 days in a row, and the Cardinals take 2 out of 3 from the Diamondbacks.
I like what I see, Mike, but you're right. Adam Wainwright gave him a chance early. He was outstanding yesterday with regard to his outing. And then Paul Goldschmidt timely hitting, 3 RBIs on the day. That's what they got to have, and they got to have it from their best players. So I like what I saw.
And the Redbirds beat the Diamondbacks 5-2. They take 2 out of 3 in the series. The Pittsburgh Pirates are here tonight, and we'll be on the air at 6:20 with the pregame show. Pittsburgh Pirates have one thing on their mind. They'd like to pass up the Cardinals. They're only a game and a half behind the Redbirds, so the first of a three-game series is on the air with the pregame show at 6:20. The play-by-play is 7:05 as Miles Michaelis goes against Joe Musgrove. Redbirds take 2 out of 3 from the Diamondbacks. Have the Pirates here tonight.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Got a sweep over the Pirates. 8-3 was the final yesterday. A few homers during the game.
The 1-1 to Hayward. He swings and hits one to deep right center field. Going back is the right fielder. Looks up. This one is gone. A home run for Jason Hayward. Cubs take the lead. 5-3 here in the fifth.
3-1 to Albert Almora Jr. Driven in the air. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Jr., a pinch hit, line drive, home run to left. Cubs lead 6-3. Kyle Schwarber drives one in the air, deep right field. The Cubs go back to back. Kyle Schwarber, a tape measure, home run to right. Cubs lead by a score of 7-3.
Awesome to hear the action on US 105.9. It's consistent. It's always there for you radio-wise.
Yeah, no, couldn't get it on TV yesterday for me if you're at DirecTV.
Right. So. Cincinnati tonight, a 7:05 start. Oakland A's beat Chicago White Sox 3-2. White Sox have Kansas City at 7:15. A long game, 5-hour match. Novak Djokovic ended winning his 5th championship at Wimbledon over Roger Federer.
It was mesmerizing. I saw the last hour, but it was a 4-hour and 57-minute match, the longest in the history, and the first tiebreaker in the men's final with the new format. It was 12-12 in the fifth set, and they had to go to the tiebreaker. It was stunning.
I mean,
it's
is the tiebreaker something they still need to look at?
No, it just wouldn't end because they just were so good.
And I heard the officiating was just fine, too.
No, they have replays now in tennis.
Okay.
Yeah, and they can see if the ball hits the line. It's quite amazing. It doesn't take long either. It was captivating. Will and Kate were there, too.
Okay.
British royalty.
Very good.
Here's your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana. For the past 35 years, you can find them, wattscopy.com.
50% chance of showers today. Otherwise, we've got some partly cloudy conditions with a high 85, 70 our low tonight. An 80% chance of thunderstorms with a high 83 tomorrow, down to around 70. 91, partly cloudy on Wednesday, then kind of steamy as we wrap up the week Thursday and Friday. High 96, low 76. We're at 72 now with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
All right, our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC. .com. Feel free to text in on anything you hear or thinking of this morning, 359-2255. We'll check Fox Business Minute. Be right back. It's 720 on this Monday, July 15.
Fox Business Network. It's Amazon Prime Day, the big summer sale, which will last for 48 hours this year. J.P. Morgan is estimating Amazon could generate more than $5 billion for the company. Retail analyst Heather Herzog of H-Squared Research says Amazon uses today to retain its Prime members and sign up new ones.
What they're trying to do, especially with new Prime members or people that aren't Prime members yet, they want to make sure that that membership increases. So either they have this Amazon Prime concert. They're really trying to go and kind of take market share away from the Target customers, the Walmart customers. So there's that big push.
An estimated 250 other retailers are also doing sales today. We're seeing some impact from the trade dispute with China. This spring, China's economy slowed to the weakest growth since the 90s. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
A square foot installed.
Busey suggests before you get married, you talk finances. That's a really smart idea.
Mm-hmm.
Busey can help you. They'll sit down with their smart wealth management people, and you'll say, okay, what do I do? And they'll say, well, you ought to probably start with a budget. Are you going to do a joint account, or you want your own separate accounts? And what kind of clarity or transparency do you guys want in your marriage? You need to talk all about this. Sometimes in the Catholic system, it's a pre-cana.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always good to get before and do counseling, I think.
Agree.
Not just money, but everything else on what to expect.
Well, and it's usually the source of the breakup.
It's money. Mm-hmm. Money is a big deal. Personal, mortgage, commercial, cash management, wealth management. No matter your stage in life, Busey will be there along the way. You can go to Busey.com. There are just so many options there. And poke around for a few hours. You'll see all the resources at Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations for solutions to your personal business and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. Investment product services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. One thing about the progressives, one thing about the far left, it is it doesn't appear by my thoughts and what I hear is that they like America. They don't really, to me, and again, this is just my opinion, it just seems like there's hate, and they don't think America's any good, and that hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're the greatest nation on earth. Amazing what experiment has worked for 200-plus years is where you can get everybody from everywhere to come here and somehow get along.
And I'm sorry, whether you like it or not, Donald Trump is our president.
Is he not a result, though, of the situation in our politics? We're very, very frustrated with Washington, and nothing that has happened over the course of the last 2 years has changed that. There's still this frustration. And then for the growing left of the left, open borders, that's what they're calling for. When we talk about the roundup, going in and grabbing people from their families, we're talking about criminals. It's really hard to understand how anybody in this country could be for rounding up people that had their day in court and ignored it. Can I do that? No, I don't get it.
Right.
You can't ignore a court order. If we start doing that, do I need to pay my taxes? I'm very serious. Why? Can't I just pick one too? We're a country of laws. We have order because of laws.
And it's the same when you talk about health care. We need everybody to follow the rules and then get on board and pay in or pay their taxes and... The health care is so screwed up, too, when it comes to emergency care for immigrants that aren't legal.
Well, they wanted to give all the health care free for illegals. And the people here trying to afford it on their own are saying, what about me first?
That's
a citizen.
That's right.
So there's that. But I'm telling you, trying to go and raid is what they're calling it. And then you have cities like Chicago that are helping people avoid that. Because ICE agents can't come into your house. So they're training them, don't open the door. They can't come in. They're not authorized. The police aren't going to help. They're not giving them any databases. They're not helping at all. But again, this is tantamount to someone in Urbana that goes to court, that ignores the judge's order. They're supposed to report. They don't. Should you just let her go? He was guys up for domestic. He's a warrant for his arrest. You're going to go separate him from his family? How dare you? It's the same thing. We're not talking about people that are here illegally. We're talking about criminals that are here illegally. And that's who they're stopping. How is that? Does that make any sense to you? It doesn't to me. So that's where you say, well, Donald Trump's a racist. You want me to vote for a far-left candidate that wants open borders? I guess coming into the country on an airplane would be fast. Don't have to do anything. Just walk on in. You really want that? No, you don't. A sterling example. This fellow was out with a Make America Great Again hat. And, of course, the woman who was pretty far left was afraid of him because of his hat. But listen to some of the logic. This is why it's very difficult to have a conversation.
It's about your hat and the way it makes people feel, because it incites fear in all those around us. Every person is afraid of that hat. I am afraid of that hat. Keep America great. For so many people, that's racism.
Yeah, but that's because of the mainstream media's narrative that's painted Donald Trump as a racist. I don't agree with the narrative. I'm out here to try to share that narrative is skewed.
But as a human being, you should pay attention to fear and not logic.
Wait, you said pay attention to fear and not logic?
Yes.
I should pay attention to emotions and not facts?
Yes.
Why would I pay attention to emotions when
that are real in this world?
Facts are facts.
No, emotions are real. Emotions is one removed from spirit. I find that it is hard to trust others.
You shouldn't trust the mainstream media. You should start listening and looking.
What media do you suggest? That is saying don't trust knowledge. Operate in darkness.
No, go look up facts. Go look up like actual statistics and facts.
Emotion is
research.
Fact. Emotion is real.
But emotions change. Don't know everybody.
Emotions are real. Emotions are fact. Go ahead and let's just have a real deep conversation. You can't. There's no. That's what I'm. When I say that we're on different planes of reality, she was almost crying because of the Make America Great Again hat.
A $25 ball cap. It's red.
It making her cry because she's so afraid of racism. That's what has been ingrained into. And again, if you read the Donald Trump tweets, which I wouldn't have done. Because of this, it says, you guys are so negative on America, go to your home countries, fix it, and come back and show us how. And that's a Ku Klux Klan comment. You are racist, racist, racist. And that's how that goes. So we're just so far apart. Certainly 2020 will be easy. You either go way left or you go Donald Trump. There's your choices. Hmm. So if you don't like Donald Trump, you're going to go way left because it's going to be way left. And they're going to try and go back to the middle, but then they got to be careful the progressives don't get mad at them. Anyway, 359-2255. The part about the raid and getting people that have shunned the court system after their day in court, that's what I don't understand. How could not 100% of our nation before grabbing criminals that have had their day in court, what is your objection? You're separating from the... So you, American citizens are separated every day when they violate the law. It's not happy. It's sad. But those are the laws. Are we in agreement that we should have laws? Or maybe not. That's the way it's going. What do you think? 359-2255. Thoughts on the raids, particularly. Back in a moment.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Customs officials defending an announced crackdown against illegal immigrants living in the U.S., Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan telling Fox and Friends.
These are target enforcement action against people who are criminal aliens or those who have had due process and have a final order of removal and have still refuse to comply with that and remain here illegally.
Critics say they're concerned agents will break the law pursuing targets of the crackdown. Thousands still without power across the Gulf Coast as tropical depression Depression Barry moves north.
New Orleans fared pretty well in this storm. Didn't get all the rain they were expecting. There was, though, it did wreak some havoc. A lot of people got those whipping winds, a lot of trees down. There was some localized flooding in areas.
Fox's Rob Schmidt in Mandeville, Louisiana, where waters are receding. And China's second quarter GDP growth slows to a 27-year low. This is Fox News.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 65 years behind bars is the sentence for a Champaign man who fatally shot his friend outside the American Legion last summer. 48-year-old Darren Mitchell of Champaign was shot to death August 23rd. 49-year-old Sean Russell was sentenced after a jury convicted Russell of first-degree murder in May. 3 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign man who admitted to having cocaine in his home last spring. 22-year-old Corian Taylor pleaded guilty to possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance. Lawyers for Brent Christensen hope to wrap up their side of the sentencing phase today. Christensen had been convicted last month of killing and kidnapping visiting University of Illinois scholar Yin-Yin Jang. Closing arguments are tentatively set for Tuesday or Wednesday. The sentencing phase happening in federal court on Friday, mental health counselors testified. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Weather brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They're on Bloomington Road in Champaign. They're locally owned and operated. Betsy and Brad Parks, terrific at the janitorial supply business. They got all kinds of machines, scrubbers, things that you can clean a bathroom with without touching anything. Betsy told me the other day that she's got this little gauge that'll tell you how many bacteria are on certain surfaces. Be sure to keep that thing out of my house and my restroom's here. Well, as much as you clean, your iPhone's dirtier than a toilet seat.
I know
your
it.
Your iPhone. Anyway, all your janitorial supplies.
Where's those sanitary wipes?
Yeah, I mean, frankly, you'd want to keep that bacterial thing out of anybody's home because it should, because it's just hard.
That's right.
And it takes a few days and you can have a bazillion bacteria. Go to CMIClean.com, wear a mask and gloves for the rest of your life.
It builds up our immune system.
Yeah, there you go. 359-6262, CMIClean.com.
85 our high, 70 our low, a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, 80% chance of thunderstorms on tomorrow's forecast. Otherwise, partly cloudy again, high 83, low 70. Enjoy those conditions at the end, beginning of the week, because at the end of the week, mid-90s
yeah,
for our high.
Saw that.
So 91 for Wednesday with partly cloudy conditions, but 96 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now, the temperature is at 74, ESPN 93.5.
Touch on the president's tweets causing a firestorm. He had to know it was going to happen. He essentially told the four progressives to go back to your home countries, fix it, and then come back and show us how to do it. It's very frustrating when you hear members of Congress be so negative about America and how bad and racist and bigoted we all are and how horrible our nation has been through history. I mean, I disagree with all of that. They have the right to say it, but I think they're wrong. Also, the raids that really didn't happen in Chicago, not much happening. Protests of people educating the criminals on how not to open the door for ICE. And again, a real head shaker for me. I just don't understand how you want to protect criminals. And then if that is what we're going to do, open borders, I don't know what the ramifications are, but I can't think they'd be good because there would be an influx like we've never seen before if, in fact, we did that. And then who's caring for them and what do they do?
There was a text in from Steve. The sad part is Dems are so in control, and then I can't really make out and try to change laws that they oppose.
Well, you've got them in control of the House. Now, in the state of Illinois, they're totally control, and that's not going to change. So we're just going to be what we are, and we'll see how it goes. But they control supermajorities, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty frustrating to be a Republican in the House or the Senate, I would think, in this state. But federally, I mean, you got the House, which is, you know, narrowly Democratic. That can change in a year. Senate has a 53 out of 100 senators, so a majority there. And then, of course, Republican Donald Trump in the White House. But I'm telling you, this is an impossible race to call. I wouldn't believe one single poll. You remember what happened with the polls last time? Sometimes we're getting fed what they want us to believe. And really, the best suggestion is I go to all the sites. I really do. I go CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC. I go to Fox. I go to Drudge. I try and cover the gamut. Yahoo.com. I try and get everybody I can think of. New York Times. And then you kind of get a perspective. Believe me, if you compare them, Fox is far different than everybody else. So you can take it one way or another. You can say Fox is right wing and you can't trust them. You can only trust CNN. Or you can say all the rest except Fox are so skewed, it's just not fair. But this is a battle for the real direction. Socialism is a failed democratic system. It has never worked. It has never worked for a country. We can look at Venezuela as the most recent example of chaos and the thing falling apart. I don't think this country will go that way, but we're in an entitlement phase of you owe me, and what are you going to do for me, and you did this to me, and that's dangerous, dangerous waters. Our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents worked their butts off to get the country where it is today. And right now, we're ignorant about stuff, and we don't appreciate stuff, and we're easily angered by stuff. And we're easily moved emotionally and mentally. It's too much to handle. And it's not good. It's not good. We got to toughen up. We got to be better. And it's, blaming, pointing fingers all the time is not healthy. And it's not going to work. So, Republicans are being asked, what do you think of the Donald Trump racist tweets? First of all, that's not a news headline. You can't scream Donald Trump tweets racist tweets. You say Donald Trump causes a controversy. You can't put your own editorial in a news headline. It can be editorial, but the news should not. Anyway. And the Republicans are being asked, where are the Republicans supposed to go? The Democrats have moved too far left. If Joe Biden survives, Joe Biden has a chance. He's the only one. Everybody else is too far left. Now, they'll try and come back toward the middle, but they fear alienated their progressives. So feel free to text in anytime, anywhere, 359-2255. I do have a deal for you this morning.
Okay.
If you're so inclined. I'm looking kind of for a business owner or a decision maker.
Okay.
This text in to game day at 359-2255, but you have to be a business owner or a decision maker in the business.
I know where you're going with this.
I'm wearing a Stevie J Broadcasting button-down.
Uh-huh.
Very snappy. Very impressed with Game Day's quality. We have gotten shirts for the radio station and various apparel. And Game Day uses top drawer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like the quality of the shirt I'm wearing. Ordered two more. If you would like some money for corporate apparel, I'll throw $250 your way.
Corporate apparel.
So if you want to get some business shirts, button downs, polo shirts, golf shirts, whatever you want, I'll kick $250 in for you. You have to text in Game Day right now, 359-2255. You have to be a business owner and or decision maker for this one. 359-2255. Looking for people that want to maybe, I don't know how far $250 will get you. We get you somewhere.
That's right.
Probably costs more if you're going to outfit everybody. We can outfit maybe your executive team or something.
Are we texting in Game Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Text in the word Game Day. Safely. Carefully.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255 and hopefully hands-free.
Your team will look really snappy at the next networking event when you have this corporate apparel going
on.
Yeah,
get it started. You've been thinking about it. Let's execute it.
Mm-hmm.
So business owners and or decision makers at 359-2255. And if you want to take it to the business owner or decision maker, text me, and we'll call people after 9. We're giving out a few of these right now. 359-2255, $250 to Corporate Apparel. How fun is that? It's coming in.
Good to have some decision makers leading the way today.
We appreciate you. 741, and good luck.
The hottest dining in Central Illinois, situated in downtown Champaign. It's Miga Restaurant, your celebration and date night destination. Maybe you need a night out with the girls to relax, or a place to impress that next business client. Miga Restaurant in downtown Champaign does the trick with their award-winning chef, the freshest fish in town, great cocktails, and an option for anyone. Make it Miga on Neal Street in downtown Champaign.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Well, don't miss the Jeremy Warner Show live in Chicago, Big Ten Media Day, Thursday, Friday, July 18 and 19. Interviews with Big Ten coaches, interviews with Lovie Smith, Josh Whitman, various Illini athletes. Brought to you by the Illini Inn, U of I Meat Sales Room, 217 Team at Illinois National Bank, and the Urbana Park District. Listen to the broadcast live in Chicago. Go early, 8:30 to 11 on Thursday and on Friday. Mike Loxley will be there for the first time as the head football coach of Big Ten Team Maryland.
I see.
Mike Loxley was here as Ron Zook's offensive coordinator, then had kind of a tough run at New Mexico, and then went to be Alabama, Nick Saban's offensive coordinator, co-offensive coordinator. And Mike Loxley, who I helped get his driver's license in Champaign the last time he was here.
A little nervous.
Yeah.
People get that way.
He was really nervous.
Right.
Do I hold my hands at 10 and 2, Steve?
Right. And
yeah, 10 and 2.
Are they going to do parallel parking or not on my test?
Anyway, Mike Loxley, Big Ten coach for Maryland, will be there, and I'm sure you'll hear comments from him as well. That's all coming up Thursday and Friday in the Jeremy Warner Show. Had fun. My class got a little 60th birthday party together for our class of 77.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a good class. Carol McClary and Kathleen Shipley and some of the people that put those things together. But it was really fun to see. And you know what's different? When you get older, all those insecurities, not all, but most go away. It doesn't matter anymore how you look, how much hair you have, how much you weigh. It just, we're at a point in life where you just have adult conversations, and it's just enjoyable.
My last unity reunion, I said on the mic, yeah, we got a new class slogan, more in the middle, less on top.
And who cares?
Exactly.
It's just, and imagine going through high school now like your kids, and what's changed with the phones and the social media and the postings, an entirely different pressure with that out there. So things certainly have changed. It's amazing what all of us have experienced in our lifetime. Even if you're only 30 years old, how much has changed? 30 years ago, the only iPhone, the only cell phone was a construction phone that weighed 4 pounds.
Yeah.
The lightning speed of our evolution.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Larry Schmar. Larry Schmar, the genius in supercomputing in 1998, and he gave me a stock tip. He said, you have to buy EBAY. I said, what is EBAY? He said, it's only $27 a share. Darn. Hmm. What is it now, 800 or something?
Right.
It's amazing. Anyway, all right, we jump to our morning sports, okay. ESPN 93.5. It's 7:45. Check your sports headlines.
Well, St. Louis had 2 out of 3 against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they'll start up a series against Pittsburgh, and you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Well, Michael, good pitching, timely hitting, 2 days in a row, and the Cardinals take 2 out of 3 from the Diamondbacks.
I like what I see, Mike, but you're right. Adam Wainwright gave him a chance early. He was outstanding yesterday with regard to his outing. And then Paul Goldschmidt, timely hitting, 3 RBIs on the day. That's what they got to have, and they got to have it from their best players, so I like what I saw.
And the Redbirds beat the Diamondbacks 5-2. They take 2 out of 3 in the series. The Pittsburgh Pirates are here tonight, and we'll be on the air at 6:20 with the pregame show. Pittsburgh Pirates have one thing on their mind. They'd like to pass up the Cardinals. They're only a game and a half behind the Redbirds. So the first of a three-game series is on the air. With the pregame show at 6:20, the play-by-play at 7:05 as Miles Michaelis goes against Joe Musgrove. Redbirds take two out of three from the Diamondbacks. Have the Pirates here tonight.
Oh, that's me. We have the Cubs winning, in fact, sweeping the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I believe...
Remember what I said Friday?
Last time they did that was against the Cardinals. What did you say Friday?
I said the Cubs are going to roll in the second half.
Okay.
They're 3-0, undefeated, mm-hmm. None tied. I predicted 46-26. And they're off to a good start.
Right. In fact, lots of homers during that game.
The 1-1 to Hayward. He swings and hits one to deep right center field. Going back is the right fielder. Looks up. This one is gone. A home run for Jason Hayward. Cubs take the lead. 5-3 here in the fifth.
3-1 to Albert Almora Jr. Driven in the air. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Albert Almora Jr. A pinch hit line drive. Home run to left. Cubs lead 6-3.
All right. Pretty impressive.
Oakland beat the Chicago White Sox 3-2. Now the White Sox have a series against Kansas City, and that starts at 7:15. The Cubs, by the way, taking on Cincinnati with a 7:05 start. I mean, we got a shot to beat at the Reds.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. No, the Cubs, for whatever reason, are kind of do this. And then the second half under Joe Maddon, you just look at all I was doing is looking at the history, and they go and win 6 or 7 out of 10 after the All-Star break every year with Joe Maddon. So that's what they do.
Okay. Get fired up.
Yep.
Novak Djokovic wins his fifth championship at Wimbledon, and the John Deere Classic has Dylan Fitterle at 700.
Fitterle. Well, who knows, because he's never won before.
That's right. South African.
And then he gets in a jet.
Yep.
John Deere to entice players to, you know, go to their tournament in Silvis, Illinois, charters a big jet. So the players say, well, I'll get on the big jet and ride over because John Deere's providing that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to obviously qualify for the Open. It's always fun. I love it because it starts at like 2 in the morning and I can watch it while I'm doing my broadcast.
That's right.
That'll be this weekend.
Dylan said, coming out of the John Deere Classic, I'm looking forward to the flight. So,
well, especially
yeah, that's
now.
The thing.
Yeah.
He's 29.
I mean, $1 million in endorsements. I mean, you make one tournament and you win, you're in pretty good shape.
This is his first PGA win.
Okay, story from somewhere, Illinois, where a woman was drawn, I think it was an Audi, a really nice vehicle, with a inflatable swimming pool on top with the kids in it.
Wow.
She got arrested.
Okay.
But it was in Illinois, and I read a blip on it and saw, you know, it's just not the smartest thing, but she was trying to have the kids weight the pool down, because you get big old inflatable, they're very difficult to transport. That was just a head shaker. I go, really? Isn't that dangerous for the kids, ma'am?
Right.
It's sometimes.
Wow.
You just never know. Check your weather next.
Think Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner today. We recently did a taste testing, and the people eating were pleased to say the least.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Look at my plate. Ooh. Look at that.
This is the money. That was good.
Stop by Rosati's Pizza today and you'll be pleased too. Wings, pasta, pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. Make it Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World can set you up with whatever appliance you might need to replace, or maybe you're building or renovating. You need to do the whole kitchen. Be fun to go shopping for that. And they've got whatever brand you're thinking of. They carry them all because they're the largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. Maytag, Electrolux, this new thing from Europe called Becca.
Beko, yep.
Beko, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and a whole lot more. Plus, they service what they sell. And if you buy from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you can expect some super low prices. Plus, when you purchase from them, you'll receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit when you are remodeling, or maybe you just need to get a new refrigerator, maybe something for the garage. You can get a lower price. If you don't want all the bells and whistles, that's not much.
Upgrade your man cave a little bit.
Yeah.
Or maybe mom's out at the farmer's market and getting all kinds of produce. Those new crisper drawers really extend the life of those fresh fruits and vegetables.
What about a bunch of beef? You can get it cheaper if you buy it by the side.
That's right.
And you can get a freezer. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Scattered shower and thunderstorm chance at 50%, 85 our high, 70 our low, 83 the high tomorrow, and 80% chance of thunderstorms, 70 our low in the evening. 91 on Wednesday, 96 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a slight chance for some showers. Right now we're at 75. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah. For a while there, we didn't know we'd get summer, and now we have summer.
Yes, we do.
It really is warm. 18 days till the University of Illinois football team reports.
Okay.
August 2nd, they'll be out there practicing, getting ready for Akron. A big year for Lovie Smith, there's no question about it. We got to win some football games. It's time. And here's hoping we do it. Question mark at quarterback, the transfer from Michigan, probably the leading candidate, people, I guess, would say at this point. But we'll see. He's a big kid. But he's a grad transfer. He's had some snaps in college football. He started a bowl game for Michigan. So he'll be our guy coming in, I would think. But we'll see. Everybody else we have on the quarterback depth chart is inexperienced. No snaps. But we got some good running backs, some receivers that are experienced. We'll see how the defense looks. But Illinois football's upon us, my friends.
And we'll hear more about it with the Big Ten Media Days at the end of the week. Is we'll cut out just a wee early at 8:30, right, Steve?
Yes, we will. We'll give Jeremy 2.5 hours to cover it all. But you'll get the in-depth look at the Big Ten. You kind of know who the favorites are going to be. We'll see what people are saying about Illinois, if there's any chance that we can get to a bowl game this year. That's kind of the high-end expectation. But it's one of those expectations that after the fourth year, coming in the fourth year for Lovie, I think a lot of people are thinking, eh, you ought to be scaring it at least.
Mm-hmm.
First three games will be key to the year. Those are three winnable football games. Imagine hosting Nebraska and being 3-0. Nebraska's very good. Don't know if we can beat them. But 3-0 at home with Nebraska, it'd be a good crowd. And our average attendance has continued to go down. It is now just, as of last year, 36,000 people a year per game, 36,000 a game, so that's not good. Got to get that. That's a huge driver of revenue, plus the tailgates are more fun when it's crowded, and it's Grange Grove. I love the atmosphere of college football.
Me too.
All right, you can always text us, 359-2255. We have a new Champaign County Fair Queen. Fair opens this Friday night.
Yes, it does.
Time to get out and get some fair food once a year.
And the big show is on the 26th with Dylan Scott and Dustin Lance, and we'll be having tickets for that on US 105.9, your home for the Chicago Cubs. So good stuff on the way with our Champaign County Fair.
Amazon Prime Day, this is where you can order presumably as a Prime customer.
That's
that means free shipping.
Or become a new member.
Ooh, I'm telling you, Amazon, as cool as it is, I can't imagine paying good money for retail. Bricks and mortars, they say.
Right, but they say that there's incentives to get those bricks and mortars involved in Amazon
Prime. Why don't I do that from my living room then and not have bricks and mortar? I mean, if I have a store at the mall and somebody comes and feels it, touches it, and holds it, sets it back on the shelf and goes online and orders it from Amazon for cheaper, how do I do that?
They say that the foot traffic is down for 2 weeks on the bricks and mortar stores with
it's
this Amazon Prime stuff.
Tough. I mean, do we want all of our stores to go away? No.
They just have to figure out how to work together.
Well, we want to go patronize our local people.
Sure.
Otherwise, what kind of community do we have? We can't go shopping. You have to wait on Amazon every day. It's usually next day, though.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon they'll be flying in on a drone. I think it's daunting for retail.
Yeah.
Particularly the folks that buy total purpose. They go in, check it out, get all the information, leave and order it on Amazon. I can see that happening occasionally if it's a big difference, but not to just that's how you do it.
That's right.
I want to support
It's true.
Small business.
$5 billion day, though, today.
It's a stunning deal.
Wow.
All right, we're right back. And if you saw the end of Wimbledon, it was breathtaking. Never seen anything quite like
it. 4 hours and 57 minutes later.
Djokovic and Federer, two legends of the game. Djokovic pulls it out. Federer had two match points and couldn't close it. And Will and Kate were there. William and Kate sitting right there.
And they stayed the whole game.
Front row clapping. And
okay.
It was really something to see the high level of tennis in Wimbledon and the whole etiquette of Wimbledon.
Yes.
It was fun to watch all the ball retrievers and everybody. That 5 hours is a long time to stay focused. 7:56. We'll do the news next. This month, we're very happy to honor Sheriff Deputy Brad Wakefield. What does a guy like you look for?
I think you're just looking for anything that's just out of the normal. You know, patrolling these communities. Mm-hmm. Just, and we see them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, people that...